crazy.
I wanna hit me up on a snap, but a girl then want to check me, my God. 2-2-2 and a Magnum drink just before she entered my yard. Said she come with her red jeans, them, so I had to holler my dogs. Said she coming from far. She wanna man fi take charge. She wanna man fi take charge. Open door and pour glass. Gentlemen and a thug. These girls, she don't know of my past. In life.
Hey child, welcome back to It's Okay Child podcast, where healing is the best feels. And as always, I am here to frustrate you with happiness, toxic happiness, of course, because you always be coming back for more, darling. There's a reason I say toxic happiness. I mean, for some weird apparent reason, we are attracted to toxic things. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's because we're just a messed up generation and we're all toxic to some extent. Yeah, we're all toxic to some extent. No lie. But that's why this beautiful podcast is here. And of course, from a beautiful podcast comes a beautiful host. So if you're new here, my name is Alexandra. And I'm the beautiful host of this show. Anyway, karibu sana. This is the best place to heal and to laugh, of course. Because I'm always saying dry jokes that people don't laugh at. I mean, you just laughed right now, didn't you? Okay, now you have to, because I have laughed. Anyway, let me be serious. So, okay, guys, I have missed you so much. I have missed you so much. Like, you don't even know. I have missed you. But sadly, I'm not even going to be here for a while. Like, for a while. Yeah, for a while. But hey. Hold up. Where do you think you're going? Who has told you to remove those earphones? I'm still talking. And I'm kindly asking you to listen. Anyway, for real. Just hear me out. Hear me out. It's not what you think it is, literally, because I know from the title, you're like, You know what? This girl lied to us. She said she was going to stay, but like everyone else, she's leaving. She is leaving with the podcast. Honey, I'm not leaving. I'm here. I am here to stay. And so is It's Okay Child podcast. But let me just be honest. Because I feel like maybe if you hear me out, you'll understand why I'm doing all this, right? Yeah, it's a moment of silence. Kwani ni pin drop. Hajom mecho kana mimi. But anyway, so here's the thing. I am going through a lot of changes in my life. It's like every aspect of my life is going through some change on its own. And if you listened to the previous, I think it was the episode before that one, like the second last episode before this, I was talking, my guest and I were talking about growth. And like I said, growth is something difficult. And in order to grow, you have to accept that difficult stage of your life. And I feel like I'm there. Like, I'm telling you guys, I'm literally growing in all aspects at once. Because if I look at, for example, my spiritual life, honey, it's been ups and downs and ups and downs, but it reached a point I'm like, you know what, we gotta do something. Maybe I'm not joining Opus Dei. I know I told some of you I'm joining Opus Dei, but I'm like, hold up, I'm still waiting for the trumpet. But anyway, that's not the thing. So yeah, apart from my spiritual life, not let me be serious. Let me give one of the aspects that has like the highest percentage. My school life, my education life rather. Again, Peter. Sorry, I had to pose that. We live in such a weird place. But anyway, yeah, so in my education life, like, I don't know, I always feel like I'm way beyond most of my age mates. Like, most of my age mates right now are probably joining 2.1 or 2.2. Okay, in simpler terms, for those who don't understand that language, they're most of them are probably in second year. And me, or rather, I am going to fourth year. And now, before now, fourth year, now, like, I have started my attachment. And I'm in a season where I'm forcing myself to grow up. Like, I'm used to being a child, honestly. Like, as much as I'm the firstborn, I'm used to being a child. Like, I'm used to this soft life, staying in the house, going out with my friends, partying and all. I actually party once in a while, but TMI. But yeah, like, I'm not used to waking up at 4 something or 5 something a.m. in the morning to dress up, to go to school. Not school, to go now. To work, in quotes, because I can't say work because we're not being paid. If there's anyone who's gone for attachment here and you've been paid, please tell me, because I feel like we're being ripped off. We're not being paid, we're being misused. But it's for the good, because I'm learning so much. And now, because it's like I work almost the whole day, like the way people work from 8 a.m. to like 4 p.m., blah, 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 you know. Now that's my life. And of course I have so much to do, to the point I'm like, ah, it's either I choose my podcast or I choose my future right now, of which my future is more important, because my podcast isn't going anywhere surely. So yeah, that's why with all this and with so much more that I haven't said, because, like, I don't want it to be a long episode. But yeah, with all this, I won't be producing content for a while. I don't know how. No, I don't know for how long. But when I'm back, you'll definitely know. But I'm pretty sure it's sooner than expected. But yeah, I felt like I needed to communicate this, because, you know, I always tell you guys that, you know, you need to communicate. You need to say this and this and this and this, but it all starts with me as well, right? So yeah, don't be shaken if you see no episode popping up. Just know the user is, or rather the creator is taking a break. Let me say I'm taking a break for a while, because I feel like I've lost myself to the world. I've lost myself to so many people. It's like I'm letting the world define who I am with their perspectives of me, to the point I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know what I want. So yeah, but when I'm back, I'm coming with all the tea, because honey, it will definitely be going down. But till next time, guys, blessings, love, and so much light. And I hope you know I love you all. And thank you so much for everyone, or rather anyone. Yeah, let me say everyone, because it's more than one person. Everyone who listens to my episodes and reposts and shares and leaves feedbacks and asks for more episodes. Honestly, when I come back, I'll come back with a banger, but I just need to focus on myself right now. So yeah, I love you all.